Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about today a very serious question. How should we then live? Do we live in faith or in fear? That's the option that we have. And I believe we find the answer to that in the scripture. I have with me today is our very special guest that we have the privilege of having this conversation or a similar conversation each and every week. I want to encourage you today that the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God is the source book for what we need to have as the light to our feet and lamp unto our pathway each and every day. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the fact that we live in a culture and a society today where there is absolute fear, chaos, calamity, and confusion on every hand. Our educational system's completely broken down. Academic achievement is out the window. And I'm looking at an article, and I am surprised at some of the things I find in this article. It's from Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck said, "Did the CDC use schools to groom your kids? ? Dated April the 21st, the Biden administration told Republican lawmakers who are trying to protect kids from getting put on puberty blockers and getting surgically altered that they were being put on notice by the Department of Justice. There's reason why the left thinks they can deny that schools are teaching CRT or comprehensive sexual education. The entire plan is much larger than just the CRT and the comprehensive sexual education, and powerful forces are involved here." Let me pause, ladies and gentlemen. Beck does not say this, but powerful forces are involved, and it's called demonic forces today. The scripture says in Ephesians 6, verse 10 and following, that we'll wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places.
Amen.
We're talking
Amen.
About demonic influences, Pastor.
Amen.
And that's what we see happening. This article, Beck goes on to say, institutions we've historically trusted in, we trusted our families to not turn not do wrong against us. Our kids are being brainwashed, and it starts with the content, with the content they read, content that they see and hear, even as toddlers, and eventually when they throw on their backpacks to go to preschool. The public school system is all but lost. Further, Glenn Beck says this. Glenn says his team uncovered the origin of the progressive plan to move from universities straight through from kids to K-12. Glenn and his researchers traced back as far as possible and have landed point blank on the government control school system through the CDC. And he goes in and points out the CDC set up to take care of and look out for those with physical and emotional needs, domestic violence, divorce, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it has grown out of that to where the CDC, ladies and gentlemen, going through the U.S. Department of Education, brought about all of this that befalls us today that's destroying, has in fact destroyed, the educational system. I've said, Pastor, for 50 years, it's a governmentally controlled, brainwashing, indoctrinating system. It's not about education anymore in our public school system.
Amen. Amen.
And I believe,
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize it for what it is. What I'm wanting us to understand, and Pastor, what I want our listeners to see, is the big comprehensive picture that everything is darkened. Everything seems to be coming apart at the seams. Our educational system, our entire medical system today, the CDC, the NIH, the FDA, all have lied to us for now at least 3 years. And perhaps, Pastor, I've said to others, I believe they've been lying to us for years and years and years. We just not caught it until now.
Amen.
And we've
Amen.
Caught it now because we've noticed with the forced lockdowns, with the forced church closures, with the forced mask wearing, we've destroyed what we would call any integrity in the medical system, the hospitals, the doctors, and the entire medical association today. We're watching that, ladies and gentlemen. That's part of the consternation, the conflict, and the confusion on the part of we the people today.
Amen.
And thirdly, Pastor, we see today's economic system totally in the worst condition it's been the past 40 years. Gas is an all-time high. The cost of food, clothing, and housing has put the average family in a position of serious danger. Some today have to make a decision, do I pay for gasoline to go to work, or do I use the money to buy food that we might live?
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The condition that many are in today.
Amen.
And so, Pastor, with all of that in mind and what we see happening, what are your biblical suggestions for listeners to hang on to? How should we then live?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, as I continue to read the Word of God more and more, I get a much better and clearer understanding
Amen.
That whatever is happening now has already happened
Yes.
In the past.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just throw this out there. God is still looking for a few good men.
That's right.
To help keep order established in society.
You got it.
And that order is based upon his word.
You got it.
When we go back to the beginning of time, as civilizations began to exist down through the years, people began to live more and more uncivilized
mm-hmm.
because they stepped outside of the boundaries of the word of God.
Yes.
Anytime we step outside of the boundaries within which God has put aside for us to live in.
Mm-hmm.
First, we must know and understand that he already knows more about life than we'll ever come to know.
You got it. That's right.
See, we're still less than 100 years
That's
old.
That's right. Amen.
But, Dr. Youngblood, our God is ever existing.
Yes.
So that means time has no effect upon his being.
That's right.
He is and always ever will be.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is don't try to understand things with these little pea brains that we have.
That's right.
We need to learn how to trust in him. So getting back to what I was about to say earlier, time testifies to the fact
mm-hmm.
that as long as civilizations exist, men begin to live more and more uncivilized.
Right.
So therefore, God has people set in places that will help keep order established based upon his word, like you and I.
Amen.
When we look at the scriptures, and I'm just peering down through the scriptures now, I went to the book of Deuteronomy, and I found a strand that runs through the Bible
mm-hmm.
continuously all the way up until the book of Judges, and I will say that it continues until this very day that we're living in right now,
mm-hmm.
2022, because I found a verse in there that said, every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
That's right, Judges.
That's still going on today mm-hmm. in 2022. I went back to Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse number 8, and God gave a strict warning about that. He said in verse 8, ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about he set aside or he prescribed an order of worship for his people, but they began to do like the Canaanites
right.
and all the other wicked people did. They committed abominations that were detestable in the sight of God. And God said, this is not so for my people. So let me give them an established order, a set order of rules to live by so that they can be blessed. But right where we at right now on today, just like they did, they stepped outside of those rules and they fell under the judgment of God.
Right.
Well, look at where we're at now today. I would say, Dr. Youngblood, we are under judgment right now because we continue to step outside of those boundaries.
Absolutely.
So in order to continue to be blessed, I thank God that he sets watchmen on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We are sounding, amen, the horn. We are telling everybody right now on today, it's time to repent and return back to God.
Amen.
If we want America to to continue to be blessed or to be blessed again. Amen. We have got to get back within the boundaries of the Word of God and teach our children. Deuteronomy chapter 6, he told, amen, Moses, tell Israel to teach the children. Teach them when they're in the house, when they're laying down, when they rise up, when they're walking by the wayside, write it upon the doorposts of the house, upon the fence, everywhere you go. Set them as signs between your eyes and frontlets between your eyes and phylacteries, the signs, the tablets, the right. pouches that were carried upon the hands. Mm-hmm. In other words, always have access to the Word of God.
Amen.
So that when things happen, such as the falsehood that's being put out there by the media and all these others like Disney and all of those that are wanting to institute, amen, a false way of living, amen, the wrong way, amen, the detestable way mm-hmm. of living to our young people, you know, and that's what the devil does. I used to hear the old people say, bend the sapling while it's young.
That's right.
Well, that's what he's doing. He's trying to attack them before they get a chance to know the truth coming from the Word of God.
Yes.
So therefore, we as ministers, amen, men of God, stand up, amen, stand up, stand upon the Word of God. Know and understand, amen, that God means the same thing that he told Israel back in the day, don't depart from my word. He's telling us the same thing today, Dr. Youngblood.
Absolutely, and that is the only hope we have, ladies and gentlemen, is through the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. By the way, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. You can jump in at any point and place you'd like to and ask your questions, join in the dialogue and discussions. Pastor, we have multitudes today that are living in fear because of the vaccination. Because that's what Raymond had called in earlier about the meeting that's tomorrow with some of the physicians talking about that. Multitudes are concerned because of the push for the forced vaccination. We're on the fast track in America of being a part of the world system with a vax code, a vax pass that will be on the phones. In fact, Matt Stable of the Liberty Council says we already have about 29 states that have gone into some part of the vaccination passport, and that is being pushed by the World Health Organization, and ultimately the whole world will be caught up in that. And it points to the coming day, according to Revelation chapter 13, when the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and will control every human being. Now, Pastor, I am comforted in the fact that we know in advance what's going to happen based on the eschatological prophetic word of God. God tells us. There are a lot of people that are confused, a lot of people that are absolutely in a great dilemma as to what we should do. We should live in perfect peace with a relationship to Jesus Christ, and the peace that he provides is supernatural.
Amen.
He says
Amen.
In that John 14, 27, it's peace that not as the world gives that he gives us. It
Amen.
Is a supernatural peace.
Amen.
And so,
Amen.
Pastor, I always tell people, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what I do and find in my research, we still need to understand that God is in control. There are a lot of people, though, that have been boosted, they've been vaccinated and boosted and boosted again, that still get the COVID, and they wonder, what am I to do? How am I supposed to live? There's some that have gotten the vaccination that's having all kinds of illnesses and paralyzations and heart problems, et cetera, et cetera. They're in confusion as to how should I respond? How should I live?
Well,
multitudes are fearful because they walk in fear.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, let me share this with you and with the listeners. And you know, I understand that some may get offended,
mm-hmm.
but that's your right. You have
that's
a right,
right
to your opinion.
I
mean,
right.
nothing
Amen.
We can do about that.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what a lady shared with me about 2 days ago. She and her husband were out shopping at Sam's Club over the weekend last week. And a young man about 18 years old was in there walking around with his mother. And he began to pass out or appeared to be having seizures. And her husband ran over to assist the young man and his mother. And when the husband picked the young man up off the floor, or rather he tried to catch him to keep him from hitting his head on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
So when he picked him up off the floor and held him in his arms, the young man passed out again about two or three times. He kept coming back too, but he passed out again, one right behind the other, about three times. And so the man that was holding the young man in his arms asked the mother, what's wrong with this child? Why is he doing this? What's happening? And the mother said, this was her words, he just left from taking his last booster shot.
Mm. Lord help us.
This was a young man about 18 years old. Mm-hmm. Now, I have not heard the final results of what happened, because from what I understand, this young lady and her husband stayed there until the paramedics came and took that young man away. And I asked her if she could follow that, mm-hmm. to try to do what she could do to get the information on that young man to see what happened. And I have not heard, mm-hmm. Of any final results. But that one thing right there, Dr. Youngblood, that sends up a red flag,
absolutely.
To me.
Absolutely.
Because if this is the 18-year-old young man that's taken his final booster shot, and he's out there passing out and these kind of things, I mean, what can we say? I mean, how do we know what to expect?
One of the things, and that's what we're talking about, as you know, is the living in fear or faith. And it's fearful when we look at that and see. In fact, you can go back to the research that I have personally done. And just in the past 3 or 4 months, we've had no less than about 125 strong, healthy, athletic young men that have died from sudden cardiac arrest and going into seizures and then death as a result of the COVID shot. So the question is, as we know that, as we see that, and I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see it with greater and greater and greater evidence that these COVID shots are literally killing people. I believe it is mass, universal, global genocide that's taking place today with the forced vaccinations on a global basis. Some nations, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, have ceased to require their people to receive the vaccination. And the Biden administration is still pushed. So the question is, when we're worried about all of these things, the scripture says we need to cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us.
Amen.
According
Amen.
To 2 Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
Amen.
Now, Pastor Reed, Psalms 34:4. Psalms 34:4 gives us an answer also. When we're worried and when we're afraid, not only do we cast our cares upon him, speaking of the Lord, because he cares for us, but Psalms 34:4 gives us another insight as to what we're to do when we're afraid.
Amen. Here's what the psalm writer said. He said, I sought the Lord. In other words, I looked for him.
That's right.
This is what we need to be doing in
Absolutely.
These days and time,
Absolutely.
Looking for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He said, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears.
That's it.
Amen.
It's seeking the Lord and having that peace that passes all understanding that cast out all fear.
Amen.
And that is the, if you want to call it the recipe today, prescription today for casting out fear is to cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us, and to seek the Lord, and he will take away all of the fears. Pastor, when we have those, and many today, will feel unloved, feeling that somehow, some way, God just doesn't love me. God doesn't care. John 3:16 says what? What does John 3:16 tell
us? My, you know, every single Christian ought to be able to
quote it.
I mean, this is, you know what I mean? It's so universal.
That's right.
And I thank God for that. God so loved the world. And if he loved us like that, Dr. Youngblood, that means he knew that we were going to be facing
yes.
things like this. So he gave us something. He gave us the best thing he could have ever given us
yes.
in his only begotten son.
You got it.
He gave us the best that he had. Don't take it lightly. Notice and understand this. God sent us the best thing that he had because we needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Not only back in the day and time that he sent him, mm-hmm. did those people need him. We need him now.
Today, absolutely. That's the only hope.
Amen. Amen. That whosoever, listen, that's right there. That takes all the stops out.
That's right. Whosoever.
Anybody,
I'm glad I'm part of the whosoever.
Amen. Anybody that wants to come to him, you can come.
That's right.
Right now, even right now on today.
Yes.
If you want to repent and tell God, I'm sorry for my sins, Lord, I accept you as my Lord
Amen.
And Savior. You can do that, and he will come to you right now.
Absolutely.
He will take up residence in your soul.
You got it.
And he will fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit unto them that ask him?
Yes.
All we have to do is ask him, and
ask
he will
him.
Fill us with the Spirit.
That's the key.
So listen, we're living in critical times,
yes.
as you said, perilous times.
Perilous times.
We have decisions that we have to make each and every day. And I pray that you out there that are listening are making the right decisions, the right choices based upon the word of God, not in fear, mm-hmm. not listening to it, because this is what they want to do. They want to keep us in panic and chaos so that
keep us submitted to the government.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So that you will make the wrong decision mm-hmm. and it could end up costing you your life.
Yes.
Now, that incident that I've just got through talking about with the young man, that's not the first incident I heard about.
That's right.
That people had complications once they took this last booster shot. I know of two people, an older lady and her daughter, the same day that they took it, both of them passed away.
Mm-hmm. And so, yet CDC saying there's no nexus to that, no connection to that, but yet according to Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel, we've already had over 500,000 people in America die as a result of the COVID shot, as a result of the COVID shot, and over 1.25 million that have been injured permanently as a result of the COVID shot. And that's enough to cause anybody to be frightened and fearful. But what we want our listeners to understand today is we need not fear. In fact, the scripture says when we feel hopeless and fearful, Psalms 42:5 says, hope thou in the Lord.
Amen.
Our
Amen.
Hope ought to be based on Jesus Christ and his righteousness and not based on a hope of what the government's going to do for us, but what God's word says to us in relationship to that. In fact, in 1 Timothy 1:1, Jesus Christ, who is our hope, is placing our faith and confidence and trust in the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, when you feel incapable, when there's a feeling of an inability, there's a sense of helplessness, that you think, I can't do anything. Pastor, read for our listeners today, Philippians 4:13.
Amen.
Philippians 4:13. I believe that will give hope and encouragement just in that one verse alone.
Amen.
That we
Amen.
Need to and place our faith and trust in
I
Christ.
I pretty much know that one by
Amen.
Heart because I always,
Amen.
That's one
good.
I repeat from day to day. And believe me, it works.
Yes.
It will encourage you because he says here, Amen, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We need Christ. Christ has the anointing. He is the anointed
one.
Anointed
one, yes.
And the anointing destroys yokes. Mm-hmm. If he destroys yokes, let me tell you something. There's no burden too heavy that Christ cannot take care of.
Amen.
So when we look at these troubles that we are facing on today, he is a heavy load sharer. Amen. And he is a heart fixer and a mind regulator.
Amen.
But we have to trust in him
that's
to that
key.
Point.
That's the key.
See, that's why we are living in fear on today. Because even when we go to the book of Matthew, Jesus said one of the signs in the last days, men's hearts will fail them because of fear.
Right. Luke
Amen. So listen, fear and faith doesn't occupy the same space at
right.
the same time.
Impossible.
So either we're going to be fearful or we're going to be faithful. So Absolutely. Which one will you choose on
one
today?
One or the other is the choice.
Amen.
I believe we have Lee on the line. Lee, go ahead and question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. Good afternoon. Blessings to you and your family. I have been listening to your program since roughly 2017. I can't say I agree with everything, but I think you're doing a good thing. Regarding the COVID shot, I just wanted to say I did 20 years in the military, and when you initially joined, I got so many shots that I didn't know what was going or coming. So I'm not really so much worried about the COVID, and maybe I should be. But just wanted to add that, but keep doing what you're doing. Keep preaching the word, and I will sit back and listen to your response.
Amen. Thank you, and God bless you for your call. And I am thankful that you made that statement because, brother, we have the military today that's being dismantled, and it's being done purposely through the Biden administration. We're processing out good, solid military men in all branches of military today based on the fact that they are refusing the COVID based on a religious waiver that they have asked for. Several thousand religious waivers have been asked for military, and only a few dozen have been issued. And rather than issuing those religious exemptions, they're processing them out. we're finding today, in fact, I've got massive number of articles about that, we're finding today that we're crippling our military because of thousands upon thousands of them that have been forced to take the vaccination that are now having to be processed out because of health reasons, or the number that's died as a result of the COVID shot that's not being profiled, not being discussed on the news, not being the general public, not being told about it, because we're crippling our military. One writer recently said, if we were to have multiple wars, i.e. China and Russia, just with those two, it'd be an impossibility for America's military force to go against them because we've so weakened our military. I'm concerned about where we're going with that. I'm not frightened with it because God is in control, but I am concerned about it because we see the dismantling of quality men in the military service today, and it's an intentional decimation of the power and the strength of America. So we need to be faith in God and not fearing the future. Pastor, when we look at the scripture, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, the scripture is very, very clear, because there is the constant berating of Nehemiah and his men. There's the constant threat of intimidation. And yet Nehemiah continued to tell his people, the 49,900 some odd people in 52 days that rebuilt the wall around Jerusalem. He says, our God shall fight for you.
Amen.
Our God shall fight for you.
Amen.
Pastor, we've got about a minute left on the broadcast. Take that thought, our God shall fight for you, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20. Use that as our final words and our challenge to the listeners today of trusting God, faith in God, and not fearing.
Amen. I just want to say to all the believers on today, amen, that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. And when we look in the word of God, amen, we have to learn to know and understand that his word, amen, tells us to believe in him.
Amen.
To believe is not, Dr. Youngblood, a figment of the imagination.
That's right.
Amen. It is a solid hope, amen, and a solid knowledge that you know that God is going to come through for you.
You got it.
Now, research, amen, says, and let me say this to you, amen, the word believe is found 249 times in the Bible. That's what research says. But when we look in the New Testament, the word believe is found many more times in there in combination with the word faith.
Yes, absolutely. We've got just a few seconds left on the broadcast. Let's squeeze that in if we can. Jeff is on the line. Jeff, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, good morning. I actually just wanted to say one thing about our military. The left hates the military, and they've dismantled this. They've also done away with the 20-year retirement. And anything they can do to destroy us militarily will bring weakness to our country. I just wanted to share that with you all.
Absolutely.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Jeff. You're exactly right. In fact, it started with Barack Hussein Obama that said that America should not be a superpower, that it should be no greater than any other nation around the globe. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the air today. Looking forward to meeting you next time as, once again, we face the issues.
University. Amen.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.